Hello one and all, I'd like to welcome you to a pilot episode of the Becoming a Speaker and an Honor podcast. Today, I'll be going over my origin story. No, I'm not talking about some superhero, I did this and got power stuff. This will just serve to give you an understanding of my journey and how I got to where I am today, starting this podcast. In discussing my origin, I think it's best to first mention the fact that I grew up knowing I had a speech impediment. Now, I don't know how much this comes through in recording this, but for young me, I knew it very well that I had one. It, over time, made me more and more reserved, and quite frankly, did major damage to my self-confidence. This affected me for a very long time, but I'll try to get into that a bit more as we move on. Now, another important thing to note is the part where me becoming an honor came in back when I was first trying to find a part-time job. I was completely relying on rides, couldn't drive myself, and had limited options within walking distance. This is what first spoke to me to think, what if I could find something online? Now, obviously, I hadn't found anything completely stable, and I definitely wasn't anywhere close back then, but it spoke to my interest. Now, what is it that I even want to accomplish in doing this? Well, quite frankly, I wanted to make money and didn't want the way I speak to get in the way of that. I didn't want to inconvenience anybody by making them constantly drive me. And I didn't want to continue having issues forming relationships. Now, all that's fine and good, but what everyone needs to ask themselves when discussing what they want or what they wanted is the whys. Everyone tries to skip over why, the internal, the more important pieces. So what was my whys? Well, from a young age, I constantly felt I needed to prove my competence. Everyone, even if they don't use the word competence, uses this in some way when they feel a need for change, or that their past wasn't good enough. Now, this need for competence, not only took place in trying to find a way to make money, but most of what I did. And most of the time, I'd end up feeling like I was incompetent, no matter how much success I'd find in school or otherwise. And honestly, early on, I developed the fear of the future. This grew and grew, and especially when it came time to choose what to do in college. This made me very scared. Nothing more will make you feel failure than being told to decide what you're going to do for the rest of your life because you're going to spend the next few years learning it to do it. And over time, due to becoming more and more reserved from my speech impediment, I did develop a small level of self-hatred that is a bit ironic considering most people would call me an optimist. But I have mostly gotten past that, but that's not something I should get into quite yet. So, you know what I wanted, but why couldn't I just get it? Well, it seemed like every solution to improving myself and finding ways to make money online were hidden. Now, not just hidden like there's no way to find it, but online there's information everywhere. One person will say to do this, another will say to do that. And to someone new who has no idea what they're doing, this can be a very hard thing to get past. But even harder is when you run into all those paywalls. If you don't have money, nothing's going to stop you quicker than a paywall. Well, at least when you're all young and don't have much confidence in finding solutions. But this change, I didn't consistently think this. But what could a young boy, which even though I'm technically a man now, I still consider myself young, that had a speech impediment, self-confidence that was draining and draining, and had no idea how to make money himself do? Well, I had what you could consider an aha moment. And this came more recent than I like to admit. Because the truth was, I wasn't truly incompetent. Well, not to the degree that every other person isn't. And that my voice wasn't too hard to heal. I mean, chances are if you're still listening, your ears aren't bleeding yet. But the more I looked into it, I realized the resources, the information, everything was online. I just needed to stop letting my fear stop me from finding it. Nothing stops you worse than fear. Especially fear with confusion. But realizing this wasn't enough. Realization means nothing if it doesn't do anything to the ideas you carry. And honestly, this confused me for a while even after I realized this. It doesn't matter if all the resources are online if the amount you have doesn't make you feel confident in finding the rest. But I did take action. After doing one program that left me knowing too little to really start on my own, I chose to invest a lot of the little bit I had left, which really wasn't much, into learning online marketing, which was the same as the FOSS program, but in a new way. And I also looked into freelancing again. Now, all in all, when I looked into this, it was a dud. I thought I could make money as a creative writer online, which, granted, you might be able to, but most people are looking for SEO, search engine optimization, bloggers, which I know nothing about, and quite frankly, I don't understand search engines enough to find it quickly. But recently, I have found something called transcription, which might be a subject for a later episode. But for now, what you need to know is this helped me while learning information from this new program. But it wasn't all just fine and dandy from there. You don't overcome issues instantly, after all. Not only did I have regular pressure to get a part-time job and risk it all by going the normal route of college, which, if you choose the wrong thing, puts you in debt without a good way to get out of it. But not only this, but I still had a fear of failure and incompetence, which, when you have a bad self-worth from a speech impediment, can be quite damaging. But I'm working on this. And even though I haven't made my achievements yet, my goals haven't been reached, none of that, I'm making steps. And no matter if you can say if I am not where I want to be yet, I definitely have a better foundation than I ever have. Maybe not that I ever will, but it's a foundation. And regardless of if I've made my goals, I do know that I have grown myself. I mean, I'm a man with a speech impediment, and what am I doing now? I'm hosting a podcast of all things. That definitely shows growth, considering in the past, when I've needed to do any recording, it was the most torturous thing to do. I remember in senior year of high school, I needed to make a recording, listen to it, and edit it for a school project. That project, I only needed to make something about 10 minutes. It took me over an hour just because I couldn't get myself to listen to it. But here I am, making a podcast, with such a mix of excitement and fear that I know I've grown. And I'm actually getting myself to do the things that I can try to make money online. Not just hearing about them saying, oh, it won't work for me. I'm actually trying them. Now, this may not sound like much. The chances are, if you have interest in this podcast, you know how hard it is to get to this point, to overcome the fears that have ruined you for so long, and to get yourself to actually try what could be your blessing. But even if you don't get that now, I hope as this podcast continues, I can help you to understand that. Now, I know that's probably not the best way I could have summarized that story, but that for better or for worse was my origin story. Now, before I let you all go, I just want to explain to you what this podcast will be about. Now, obviously, I named it Becoming a Speaker in Anano. And if you haven't put two and two together yet, the speaker part involves me gaining the confidence I need in speaking. This, for some of you, might seem like a rather mundane task, but for those that have speech issues or low confidence in how they talk, that's a huge step. And even for those of you that don't realize that part, you have to know how tough it is for yourself to actually publish in today's world. So many people, so many competitions, so much judging that could happen. But I'm trying to become a speaker to get past that. Now, second half, becoming an honor. Well, if you haven't pieced that together now, that's referring to me trying to learn how to make money online. Pretty common goal nowadays, but something almost everyone wants to learn how to do. Oh, anyone with an internet access wants to do. And it's always a challenge trying to find that one thing, that right thing. But I'm committing on this journey to do that. Hopefully, I'll figure out some good ways and be able to help you guys and tell you guys those ways. Currently, my goal is to get myself to making, on average, 200 a day, but we'll see if I can get that. Now, that's not an amazing goal. These are rough estimates. 6,000 a month, which won't get you six figures, but, well, to many people, 200 a day is already quite amazing. Well, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to this first pilot episode of Becoming a Speaker and an Honor. I hope I'll see you guys in the next episode. Have a good one.